Blog Talk Radio.
are perfect. Always been perfect. Always been loving.
Everybody, welcome to Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace. Permitted by your ministry, it's an honor to present to you tonight, Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace. And for many of you, you know what that means. That means if you need prayer, get on the phone lines. We appreciate you so much being online, being on the podcast. Listen, but if you need prayer, you need to be live right here, right now, on the phone lines. But never fear, you still have time. You still have time. The number is 347-426-3782. If you need prayer, the number is 347-426-3782. The song that I played for tonight to open us up was My Good Father by House Fires. Again, if you need prayer, there's still time. Jump on the phone line, 347-426-3782. With that being said, the next voice you hear will be that of the woman of faith, Prophetess Pace. And after she finishes praying what the Lord has put in her spirit for tonight, I will come back and open up the phone lines and pray with you. Prophetess Pace, you're on the air.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that tuning in with us on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for your blessings on tonight because you didn't have to come here on Faith on the Line tonight. You didn't even have to call in. You didn't even have to be listening. Maybe you just skipped by and on Faith on the Line tonight and you just heard a prayer line. Maybe you just wanted to see what it's all about. I want to thank and praise God for you just even just coming by, just even just listening and just stopping by, just even just some maybe just listening just to see what it's all about. But Faith on the Line is just a prayer line, simply for faith and encouragement. And I will say encouragement and faith. So I want to thank and praise God. It's just a faith line. It's only simply for faith. And I thank and praise God for our strength, our theme scripture God has given me for Faith on the Line. It's Hebrews 11 and 1. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Even when we don't even see it, that don't mean that we doesn't have faith. That's faith when you don't see something happening. And when you see it, when you don't see it happen, the faith is right there. When you believe and trust that God is going to do just what his words say he's going to do. And I want you all to know that faith is a word that what we need. Faith is what we need. Faith is what I live by. Faith is what I walk with every day of my life. Faith is what I have seen. I have been seeing faith ever since The Lord has allowed me to be able to come into the real realness of his word, realness of his life. I have seen faith. I have seen God has allowed faith to come into my life where I have seen miracles and signs and wonder, where I have seen God had even what the doctor pronounced dead, God had brought that thing back alive, where the doctor said that it couldn't be, God began to make it come to pass and show the doctor that he is the God of healing. He's the God that heals thee. And I thank and praise God on tonight for faith on the line, because this line is simple for faith. And I want to let you know that if you believe and trust God and never trust him at his word, he would do it. The word of God tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. So even if you don't even see it, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It's only by your belief. It's only about what you believe. It's but about your faith. You got to trust God. Just a little bit of faith. That's all you need. And I thank and praise God for faith on the line tonight. And I want to let you all know, whatever you may be going through with, excuse me, whatever you may be believing God to do in your life, whatever you want the Lord to break up in your spirit, whatever you want to change, the broken off of things that you don't even understand, whatever attached to you, and you want those things loosened from you, God is able to do it. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. And I thank and praise God that I know, what he can do. He can raise the dead. He can heal the blinded eye. He can make the lame to walk. He can make the dumb to even speak. God able to dry up cancer. He able to dry up AIDS. He able to heal the hip replacement. Although the doctor said that you may not even walk again, God is able to pull the lame up out of the chair and walk. And I don't just read it in the Bible, but I see it in on this earth. God has worked with many miracles. So as I get ready to pray, whatever you believe in God for, let's trust, let's believe that God is going to do just what his word say he's going to do. And I ask that you all will continue to walk in your faith. If you don't have faith, all I ask you to do is tell God about it and believe just a little bit. Just believe. That's all. Just a little. He said just a little mustard seed faith. That's all he asked for. God is right there. God right there for you. God don't care about what you did yesterday. He don't care about what you did last night. He don't even care about what you even done. As long as you ask him to forgive you, God say he forgive you and he wipe it in the sea of forgiveness. And the word of God say, and he don't remember it no more. So let's trust God. Sometimes the enemy holds things up over our heads and say, the Lord is mad at you. The Lord is not going to do it for you. You don't belong to God. Just trust him. Give your heart to him. Turn around and believe that God would do it, because the word by God said he's able to do anything but fail. So let's pray on tonight. Let's pray together. The Bible says, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing in his name, he will be in the midst. So let us pray, and God will be in the midst. Heavenly Father, I come to you on tonight. Heavenly Father, I come to you with thanksgiving on my lips. For your word say, Lord God, in everything give thanks. Father God, I thank you for faith on the line on tonight. I thank you for those that listening on the phone line. I thank you for those that's going to tune in later. I thank you for those that's going to maybe, Lord God, maybe looking or even coming by, God. And they may come up on faith on the line, Lord God. However they may, God, well, I thank you for them, God. I even thank you for the newbies, God, the ones that new to this and that haven't never heard of faith on the line. Lord, I ask that you will touch them right now. Lord, most of all, God, Lord, I ask that you forgive us, God. Forgive us for the sins that we committed, God. Forgive us for the sins that we omitted today. This was not God, of you. Heavenly Father, I ask you to touch everyone that say, Lord God, that Lord, that say, pray for me. Father, somebody needs you right now. Somebody is in, Lord God, mourning. Somebody is in the financial difficult. Somebody needs you for the heal, God, for your word's sake. Lord God, that in Isaiah 53:53-5, that you was wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquity, and by the chastisement of your peace was upon us, and by your stripes we're healed. Lord, I declare that you will heal that sickness right now. Whatever that sickness is in their life, God, that sickness, Lord God, may be cancer, maybe AIDS, God. Maybe a hip replacement, God. Maybe they may need healing in their marriage, God. Begin to bring healing right now. But your word say you are the healing bread, God. Your word say by your stripes they are healed, God. Heal that marriage. Heal that relationship. Heal that broken hearted, God. Heal that, Lord God, that low step of faith. Heal right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal, God, schizophrenic, God. Heal by pulling. Your word say you went to the cross. And when you went to the cross, Heavenly Father, you took all of our burdens. You took all of our cares, Lord God. You took all of the pain, God. You took all, Lord God, of every spirit, Lord God, that's not of you. You took every, Lord God, the pain, the thing that we had to suffer with, God. You took it with you, God. Lord God, you took every stripe. Lord, you took every nail that was, Lord, was punched in your body. All those things, you took it already for us, God. All you want us to do is to trust you, God, and to leave it there, God. And, Lord God, and to walk that way, God. Walk in a way, God, that, Lord, men will be able to see your light, God. Lord, look upon someone. Somebody needs you to heal, Lord. Somebody's having church hurts, God. We ask you to touch right now. Somebody needs direction, God. They don't know which way to turn. They don't know which way to turn, God. But I decree and declare that you direct them in the right, immeasurable way, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, somebody needs you to be a mother, God. Somebody needs you to be a father, God. Somebody needs you to hold them, God. Lord, they don't know which way to go, Lord God. Somebody is lonely, God, and they don't know which way to turn. But I ask you, oh God, that you would touch their lonely heart, God. Lord, somebody's child, God, is missing. Somebody's child needs. Lord, touch that child. Send them back home and bring them back like you did the prodigal son. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for the finance that's coming to my sister and my brother. I thank you, God, for the healing that's already manifest in their bodies. I thank you, Lord God, for the direction, God, that you already given them. I thank you, Lord God, for the understanding, Lord God, and then, Lord, that you will touch them, that you will line them up with your word, God. Lord God, that you will bring out whatever the enemy trying to do to them, that it will not travail, God. But I come against that thing right now. They're so dearly trying to hold on, to attach themselves to my sister or my brother. Say that you are lying wonder. They don't belong to you. They belong to the King. And Father God, I ask you to touch every pastor, every bishop, every doctor, Lord. Lord God, that Lord, bring membership to them, God. Bring finance to the church, God. Bring peace, Lord, in the church where there's confusion, God. Lord, touch your people. Lord, bring changes, God. Lord, deliver, bring them out, Lord. Lord, set them free from the evil things, God, that's holding them from you. God, somebody want to be delivered from that drug, that alcohol, from that man that's not none of theirs, from that woman that's not none of theirs. Lord, God, from that door to help them right now. Lord, God, cleanse them, God. Somebody needs to be healed for unforgiveness, God. Lord, they don't know how to forgive someone, God, for the hurt that they have done. God, put love in their heart. Lord, teach them how to forgive. Lord, teach them how to rest and be in peace, God. In thy son Jesus' name I pray. For I decree it and I declare it, that it is so, that it is well. In thy son Jesus' name, God, I leave it at the cross. I leave everything we prayed at the cross tonight. I leave it at the cross, God, because your word say you took it to the cross. In thy son Jesus' name, God, I pray. I thank you, God. I love you, God. Lord God, I honor your name, God, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name I'll pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't say amen, but I will turn it over to Prophet Stacy. Maybe we have somebody on the phone line, or maybe somebody want to call in and ask for prayer. And the Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you. So may you all have a blessed and prosperous weekend until next Friday on Faith on the Line. God bless you, and I love you too.
To God be the glory. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines that need a prayer, if you're on Blog Talk Radio right now and you know you need prayer, press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Just press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. While I wait to see if there's any live prayer requests, I have one announcement for tonight. Everybody under the sound of my voice, be sure to join me, Prophet Stacy, on Prolific Fire, where the word of God goes forth. If you need a word from the Lord about some real issues that you're dealing with, on Monday night we will be talking about chain reaction, talking about how your reaction to something affects a lot of other people. How you're feeling and how you react to something affects other people. It doesn't just affect you. No, 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 no. God is giving a word. So if you need a word, be sure to join us Monday night for a Prolific Fire. And if you don't get your prayer request in tonight, after the word, because the word comes first, after the word, I will be glad to pray with you on Monday night. But I'm going to get a call one more time tonight. If there's anybody on the phone lines right now and need a prayer, press 1 on your phone. Go on once, go on twice, go on 3 times. Pop this page didn't say it, well, I'll say it. Amen. Until Monday night. God bless everybody.